At Ritual, we're celebrating all moms this Mother's Day, current and aspiring. So whether you're looking for fertility support, natal choline, or our best-selling clinically backed prenatal, we've got you covered. Find your Ritual. Go to ritual.com/podcast and for a limited time, get 40% off your first month. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Based on net sales from industry data, including Nielsen IQ, Stackline, and Numerator as of Q4 2024 in top 5 products. Here at Ritual, we know that a mother's support isn't limited to one day a year, and we believe that yours shouldn't be either. So this Mother's Day, we're honoring the world's biggest supporters with science-backed daily rituals that center you not just today, but every day. Whether you're thinking about motherhood, actively trying, or already there, we've got you covered for when it matters most. From fertility support and natal choline to our best-selling clinically backed prenatal multivitamin, know that you're getting clean, traceable key ingredients in bioavailable forms. Because let's be honest, you don't have time for guesswork. Find your Ritual. Go to ritual.com/podcast and for a limited time, get 40% off your first month. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Based on net sales from industry data, including Nielsen IQ, Stackline, and Numerator as of Q4 2024 in top 5 products.
I'm headed back to Zany's in Nashville, Friday, March 28th, and Saturday, March 29th. Madison, Wisconsin. I'm excited to announce I'm shooting my next special at your club, Comedy on State. I was there not too long ago, had such a great time, such a great club. I'm excited to work with them and bring you my next special. Two shows, Saturday, April 12th. Get your tickets now at ryansickler.com.
The Honeydew with Ryan Sickler.
Welcome back to the Honeydew, y'all. We're over here doing it in the Night Pants Studios. I'm Ryan Sickler. You know where to find me. I just want to say thank you. Thank you for supporting anything I do, especially this show. If you love it, drop a comment. Help that algorithm out. And if you got to have more, then you got to have the Patreon. It is called the Honeydew with y'all, and it is this show with y'all. And I promise you, you're not hearing stories like this anywhere else. It's $5 a month, and we've added a new tier to the Patreon where you get the way back a day early as well, ad-free, no censorship, all that stuff, and also bonus content you're not getting anywhere else, all right? That's the biz. You guys know what we're doing over here. I always say we highlight the lowlights, and these are the stories behind the storytellers. I'm very excited to have this guest back on the Honeydew. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Thomas Araujo.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the Honeydew.
I like the clap. The slow clap.
Yeah.
You look sober.
We like to clap you in, man.
Yeah. Thanks for having me, dude.
Thank you for being back. Before we jump into what we're going to talk about, plug anything you'd like, please.
Every Tuesday, 12:30, the Dope as Usual podcast. Check it out. We're on all platforms. It's just Marty and I, and we interview some awesome people. And I can say the teacher's not in the room. When it's just me and him, there's no guests. Like when the teacher just steps out for a second, do terrible things. So that's why we're censored a lot. But yeah, come check us out. We have the more stuff. It's now in Zoomies now, our clothing company.
Is that right?
Yeah, we're
in Zoomies now. Zoom?
Yeah, dude.
That's a big deal.
Yes, I'm really excited. We're doing great. And that's a new thing. I haven't seen you in a while.
Yeah, that's great, dude.
Yeah, dude. And then the dopest shop, the one we did the photo shoot with. Doing insane. I think we're like number 4 in the world right now. It's incredible.
That's good for you, dude.
Yeah, dude. Other than that,
good for you.
I've just been burnt. Basically Spicoli's life intermixed with doing business stuff. And that's my life now.
If you haven't seen Thomas's earlier episodes, raised by a white man, stepfather.
Partially, who
was an off and on inmate.
Yes. But
mostly on.
Mostly on. And back on, actually.
Yeah. Back on right now.
Yeah, he is.
White man who in prison, what is Nazi fair? We got to hold on.
I got to be honest, man.
Censor that.
It's the tattoos that were so confusing. But like,
yeah.
White is right all the way down his body. You know, like
so
the
very
Bulls, the
white,
Vikings.
We'll say in prison. Very pro-white.
He's like a Ned Flanders with no shirt, covered in racial things.
Is that really what he is? Is his demeanor like softer? Like you would
he's
never.
He's a super nice guy, but he looks very like with a mustache. He got the little like if Freddie Mercury was American look. Like he just looks like you're a little feminine. But then he takes his shirt off and you're like, oh. We got lightning bolts everywhere and Vikings and Jesus Christ.
I see.
He was the man. Other than that, he was very cool, very nice person. And he was
different man outside the penitentiary.
We talked about it. I used to go there and it was very different until he got to us. I'm like, all right, now that's the guy I know. And then back to Stoneface.
And you still don't speak Spanish?
No, I know some words because of him. He's fluent, man, which is the best part about the whole story. Because until I said it here, I didn't realize how ridiculous
it
really
insane.
Is. No,
it's
it
insane.
Really is stupid.
Yeah.
It's dumb if you think about it. Like, you got the pass. You just got the pass to, I'm your son?
Like, I also see how useful that would be in something like prison, though, too. No matter what you're wearing, if you could talk to everybody
understand.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We'd be at the flea market. He would be talking in Spanish to the fools at the flea market. They'd be like, what the fuck? And so did I. So. Yeah, he's. I don't know what's up with him. I don't talk to him anymore. But yeah, he kind of raised me a little bit. He tried.
Yeah, so you got a wild past.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of stuff that happened that I think is funny to me and said it out loud. You're like, that's not normal. Like, I know it's not normal, but it's pretty funny.
That's how we deal with everything.
Yeah, because I didn't realize that, like, not everybody gets beat up, like it's like children and stuff. You know what I mean? Not everybody
gets. But when you go through it, you think it's just normal. And then you start telling people, like, what happened to you? And you're like, wait, what?
Like anybody outside where you're from, you're like, you have both PTA meetings? Your parents went to PTA? Yeah. This is incredible. The first time I saw like a stable home was kind of, it made me kind of sad. Like, is this your life? I'm fucking, this sucks.
Was it, what was it? Was it a sleepover?
Yes, I went to a sleepover, and I was like, you have a lot of different, you have more than one soda here. This is crazy. I mean, you know what I mean?
Like, I was the same way. I'm watching shit like, y'all are getting hugs. You know what I mean?
Wait, yeah, no, constantly.
Somebody came in your room and said, I love you before they went
and
to bed.
And not just like, came in like, shut up.
We're trying to beat the shit out of you.
Oh, God. I just remember my mom came
in
the room.
My mom's dropping elbows, man. What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah. She said.
I'm covering up when that door opens up. And
exactly.
Like, I love you. And I'm like, what is that?
That's a trick.
It's dead.
You sold me. It's finally happened. She used to tell me, I'm going to give you away if you're bad here. I'm going to have the cops come get you, and you're going to go to a foster home.
Oh, I used to get threatened with a foster home, dude.
Oh, I remember she told me that. We were going into a party. Like, when have we ever been bad? What's
foster
wrong
home.
With you? All the time, they're going to come take you away.
I was in this one's burned in my memory. It's fourth grade. My mom and dad are splitting. My mom had cheated on my dad, but it's an ugly thing. They're finally going to go separate ways. And my mom's was an evil person. And she would say shit like that. We're just little kids. Like, well, what's going to happen to us? She's like, I don't know. You might have to go to a foster home. We're like, what?
And mean it?
Oh, man. Who knows? My dad would have never let that shit happen. But my mom's using that power, terror, anger, you know, all this. And then we're just like, the three of us are like, you know, you two are having problems. Why are we not going to a foster home?
Uh-huh.
I'm outside. We had a basketball hoop right here. My mom and dad's bedroom windows right here. And I'm in the driveway shooting hoops, fourth grade, with the neighbor across the street. And I'm just talking. I'm just like, yeah, man. My mom just told us we might have to go to a foster home. He's like, what? And we're both freaking out. And my mom, it's summer. The window's open. My mom hears it. Calls me inside. Beat the shit out of me, dude. I was like, you know what? That foster home might be an idea.
So she beat you. Don't be telling the truth.
That's what she did. Beat me for telling people what she said to us. Like, oh.
Incredible.
I bet you're not supposed to say this out loud.
Your mom sounds very
I'm shit
logical.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened? That was it?
Oh, no. They split and everything. And
no, I know. I'm talking about that day. She just beat the shit out of you.
Yeah.
Like, go back outside.
That was the end of my play. And no, hell no. I was on the bench after that, man. I was like, I'm too hurt.
Second stringed. There's like two kids playing. Yeah, no. That's I just, I didn't realize. That's all.
Well, you have you also have a wild upbringing. I had your list here.
Oh, you're talking about that.
Tell me this story right now that's going on.
Okay,
so in your world,
I'm just gonna say it because I've been dealing with it, because it's like a almost like a family member, because they're, you know, when you have a friend, you're like, hey, this is your uncle so and so. If you have kids, I don't have kids, so I'm trying to use an example like that. Like we're, I know his mom and his dad. They know every. We're intermingled as friends, right? Since for 20 years almost. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to put this lightly, and I know I'm not going to say any names, because it is, if Jerry Springer was alive, he would be fucking DMing the shit out of me. Be like, I need him. I need him on the show now.
I just watched that documentary.
I only saw a piece of it. I was on the plane. I saw a piece of it. That was it.
It's fun.
Okay. So basically, I have a friend, right? Since we were kids, I didn't know, but he has a cousin that married into the family. So they're not related by blood. Let me say that like 8 times. Mm-hmm. There's no blood relation. We're little kids. We're kind of pure. Right? We haven't even done drugs yet. Like 9 or 10. I haven't done drugs yet, at least. Right. And he and his cousin start dating, and no one knows. He didn't even tell me. I didn't know too.
But these
like
are little
18.
Kids we're talking about.
We're 10 years old at the time. They were like, oh, new family member. We're married to each other. We like each other, but don't tell anybody because we're cousins now. Mm-hmm. And it's weird. But like, if you love each other, you love each other. I had no idea. They kept it under wraps. I know this fool every day.
No.
Two of them every single day. He never told me. I found out at like 18, 19. It's like, I'm dating this girl. Like, who are you dating, bro? I've never seen you with a girl. Because he was with her but didn't tell anybody. So we just thought he didn't date anybody. Do you see how it works out? We're like,
I do now visually. You're right? Like, he's always hanging out with his cousin, man.
Always, right? So we don't know, but he's at his family's house. So it just looks like he's at his family's house. Little does he know, he's chilling with his girlfriend too. But to keep that under wraps,
also,
it's like,
man,
soap opera.
From 10 years old to then, I mean, that's a solid relationship they got.
That's
going
what I'm trying
here.
To say. That's why I never felt weird. I'm like, dude, you guys really like each other.
They must.
They must. Because we always thought, how come? Now I think about it, you guys never dated anybody in high school. But you did, now that we know. So anyway, at like 18, 19, everybody finds out, and their family's all pissed off.
So
I get it.
They kept it from their family
and
too.
Nobody knew.
Under the same roof?
Well, they don't live together. They're cousins.
But okay. Just coming
so
over all
they're
the
coming
time.
Over. Oh, hang out. I'm like, oh, hey. So to me, I'm like, you guys really like each other if you're willing to hide this for this long. So what? 10 years goes by. They're still together. They're married. Now they have kids. Like the family is completely like, well, you guys are together now. So they have kids. My friend has kids. I've seen these kids all the time. And then about a year ago, we find out that his cousin started cheating on him, which is like, come on, man. Since 10 and now you're cheat. This is it. We're so intertwined. If you get divorced, you're still seeing each other at Christmas.
Are they married?
Yeah, they're related too. So it's like, this goes bad.
This is Jerry
Springer. It's forever.
Yeah.
That's not the worst part. We come to find out she's cheating on my friend with my friend's little brother.
Wait, she's cheating on her
cousin. Which is her own cousin too, Mike. Yeah, okay, right?
All right, hold on. Yeah.
So now we're making the joke.
Let's reset.
Okay, sorry. Go.
The girl, female cousin,
cousin.
Married to male cousin,
which
non-blood
is my
blood related to your buddy.
Which is, I just knew her as my friend's cousin.
Right, of course.
We're kids.
But now it's his wife. Before this, they have children.
They have two kids. So okay. It's very like, oh, wow, you guys are dedicated.
Then the female cousin
starts
cheating on male cousin,
on my
who's
friend.
Also her husband,
so when
and
I
father
out,
of her children.
Yes.
With who?
His
brother?
Little brother.
Get the fuck.
With his little
man,
brother.
That's hard to follow.
Keeping it in the family to the
man.
Max.
So wait, man.
She
so
just needs those genes, I guess, dude. Because she's
so
like,
their
I need
kids
these.
Now go from
is
uncle,
this my uncle
to stepdad.
Or my stepdad.
Whoa, dude.
Which is also, and my cousin.
Yeah,
it's so it's so stupid.
Man,
it's
a lot
so
of titles
dumb.
Here, man. You
it's
know what I'm
so
saying? A lot
dumb.
Of titles.
It's bad. It's really bad.
How did it get exposed? Because that's all. So first of all, they're keeping this quiet.
He thought something was going on. Oh, if she's keeping it quiet before, she's really
I'm
like
saying,
doubling down.
Yeah.
Like, hey, other cousin. Do you want
his
to start
own
a family?
Brother,
his
brother,
not even his little brother, which is the craziest part. He's just like the little kid when we were kid. You know what I mean? He's the, like 4 years younger than we were. So he's like, oh, your little brother. We're out of high school. You're barely starting high school. So we didn't hang out all the time. And now we're like, what? He's like 34. And now this is, it's all happened like a year ago. And I've been just dealing with little things. And then they break up and get back together. So I have to be like,
what? They got back together? That's two people in the same family that betrayed you. I could never. Two people.
The patience this fool has is insane.
I don't know if it's patience.
It's.
I get
think
it.
It's
he's
a
got
patience.
Kids. He's got kids.
But
man.
But I already said all
you're
the things.
Right. You're
I said all the stuff when he told me. So I'm like,
that's what I
forget
know.
About it. She's terrible. Like, I already said all that.
Yeah.
So now it's like, oh, you're back. Oh,
yeah. You're back remember what I said?
You're going to work it out. Okay. And she's great. And then again, he's like, no, something's going on again. And put a
again,
little
him,
hidden
though?
Camera. He's like, something's going on. He put a little camera in the back of their daughter's car seat.
Mm-hmm.
So she's like, something's going on. And he put a camera in there. And she went and picked up his little brother the whole day. And they were hanging out and kissing and going on a date and all this stuff while he was at work. So he gets it, loses his mind. They end up having a brotherly fight to the death damn near. My friend wins. And then everything's back to normal. And they're back together again.
Nuh-uh.
Like, so you just pick whoever beats up each other. Like whoever wins this fight, I'll take. I'll take the brother whoever fights best. Is basically how that went down. So I'm sitting here just going, I can hate her, right? I'm allowed to hate her, right? I don't like her at all. I hate this woman now. It's like I've grown up with you too. So it's so touchy and weird.
You grew up all three of them. All three involved.
And I was hanging out with him all the time. So it's not like I wasn't going over there too. But for none of us to go, hey, weird, why are you guys looking at each other like nobody, nothing.
But the deception and also the dice roll to be like, who of the younger brother and her, who's making that first fucking move? Because that's not a stranger.
Well, the little brother had a little crush on her, it felt like, growing up or something.
He definitely did.
Right, he had to him, man. Or he knew and was secretly like, oh.
But like, who rolls the dice and reaches out first and then someone's like,
yeah.
I don't know. I'm going to butcher this, but
I get it.
We love Nick Swartz in here. And it's a joke, something like, and again, I'm going to fuck it up, but it was something like before the internet and stuff, when if you were a freak, you know, how did you find out other people were freaky, you know? And it was something like, and I'm going to make something up, but the premise is like, you know, like, you're like, man, why don't we just go eat some shit together? Ew, I'm just kidding, man. Unless you are. You know what
just
I mean?
Had to
just
put it out
constantly
there.
Oh. Doing that. Hey, you want to shit on my face? And like, ew, no, I don't want to do that. I'm just kidding.
I drink piss.
Unless you are. You know, that kind of thing. And you're like, okay.
I haven't asked, but I would love to ask, like, yo, what was it like? Going, oh, this is she went for it or he went for it is probably scarier than just streaking through a stadium.
Yes, like, to reach
everything's
out
on the line
to your
family.
Husband's brother, the uncle to your children, or you reach out to your brother's wife, the mother of your niece and nephew. Like it's
and your
wild.
Cousin
and your cousin. I forgot that.
You have to remember that layer of it.
If
she rejects you,
be
like, now my uncles hate me and my aunts and my other cousins because I'm a creep.
So, but everyone knows this now.
Oh,
obviously.
Everyone knows
now. So what
now.
The hell's, how's the family even dealing with this?
I feel like they're just rolling the dice and seeing how every day is going. I'm just in the outside going, hey, man, how's it going? I'm like,
and are we sure she's just keeping it in the family? Because it seems like if somebody would do that close to home, literally, and that low, they'd be doing whatever they
got
want
me questioning everything.
Yeah.
And the kids,
keep it,
like,
the secretive stuff, that, too, is wild.
And now it's got me questioning, like, yo, they have a smaller brother than that. Like, he's going to watch out for this lady because she's going through the whole line of brothers, it seems like.
Oh, there's even a
younger. And there's a
one.
Younger brother. Now the joke's like, hey, you better be careful. Watch out for her at Christmas. Make sure you stay visible. Because she's trying to she's trying to get it, dude.
She's
I don't understand.
The creepy uncle.
She's the creepy. And it's okay. I know he's not going to be like, why'd you talk about it? Because at this point, he's like, I'm mad. I talked about it a little on the show just because it was so Because, you know, you do a show and sometimes, like, this is exactly what's happening and what I'm dealing with right now, and it sucks. And sometimes you just have to talk about it. Because I've been dealing with this for, like, almost 2 years, it feels like.
Here at Ritual, we know that a mother's support isn't limited to one day a year. And we believe that yours shouldn't be either. So this Mother's Day, we're honoring the world's biggest supporters with science-backed daily rituals that center you not just today, but every day. Whether you're thinking about motherhood, actively trying, or already there, we've got you covered for when it matters most. From fertility support and natal choline to our best-selling clinically-backed prenatal multivitamin, know that you're getting clean, traceable key ingredients in bioavailable forms. Because let's be honest, you don't have time for guesswork. Find your ritual. Go to ritual.com/podcast and for a limited time, get 40% off your first month. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Based on net sales from industry data, including Nielsen IQ, Stackline, and Numerator as of Q4 2024 in top five products.
Block on. Like, also, you as a man, too, have to feel like, man, I brought this person. Well, no, you know what? No, you didn't bring her in. She was a cousin.
She was already at Christmas.
I keep forgetting that
That's
part.
That's the worst part.
It's not someone you brought in. She was in house.
She was already there, dude.
Turnkey.
It feels like the standards are just very low. Like, are you related to me? I can't do it then. Never mind. You're not related. I need you. I need you to be here always. It's basically what, for better or for worse, I need you to help. Because at this point, if it goes bad, which it already has gone bad.
It definitely.
You have to wait a generation for this to be, like, not awkward at this point.
What about the parents of both the boys?
I haven't talked to them.
Have they talked to their kids? Have they said, what the fuck are you doing to
they
the
said,
younger
fight
one?
It out.
That's what they said. That's, you know.
The most Matt Brown Mexican third world shit I ever heard in my life, dude. Yo, fight it out.
Fight it out.
I'm kidding. They just said, like, oh, you guys need to deal with this and fight it out. And that's when they fought it out.
And they fought it out. They did.
And the craziest things are, like,
your fucking kids just watch you beat up their uncle, their cousin. Like, it's a lot going
possible
on.
Possible new
here.
Stepdad.
Yeah. Ooh. Possible, yeah.
Oh, my God. And the thing is, my friend,
holy
like,
shit,
he moved out.
Of the house?
At the house that he pays for. And, like, his brother goes over there.
No.
Still. Yeah.
No.
It's like you're paying for a place for this guy to stay, too.
Not just stay. He's clearly fucking your wife.
Not even that. His He's over that. They moved out. They're done. Recently, they're just, like, the past 2 months, they're like, you know what? This is not going to work.
The marriage is done.
Yes. So he's trying to get away.
So
he's getting a new spot.
So she stayed in the house.
But he still pays for the spot. And when they were broken up, he got a new spot. It's like, he's over there every day. You're paying for this guy to stay at your house now.
That's hurt my head, dude. Not even my heart. It's hurt my head. That will fuck me up. That's dark and deep, dude.
To do to your own brother. There you go.
You took the non-blood cousin over your blood brother, and your niece and nephew are blood, bro. They're your blood.
Whoa. It's so much worse every time you circle. And oh yeah. And then you just add another layer.
You start putting that plus sign on this thing. It is fucking, it's a problem. There's some X's.
And
at
I
the
can
end
only
too.
Imagine if something happened where she had a baby with the other brother. Because now it's like,
oh my God.
What is going to happen? That's my cousin, my brother, my stepbrother.
What is that?
Also, that's my uncle, my dad, my stepdad, my cousin. Like, oh God. I'm just going to give up. I just give up because it's too hard to keep up with.
I don't even understand how you could show your face around anywhere.
Oh, per she's fine with it.
She is? Kirsten Lamb.
You're the laugh. That's the worst part.
She's fine with
it. I had to recently go on Facebook and just go, block. I can't see your face.
How are you
anymore.
Fine with it?
I don't know. I just got Facebook recently and went, oh, this is what you guys do on Facebook? It just updates about, I'm cooking this. All the people I went to high school with, like, you guys are is updating cooked chicken cacciatore. I'm like, who the fuck cares, dude? Nobody cares. So I had to go on Facebook and now I see all them and I see all their family. I'm like, oh, I got to start blocking people.
And it's all just this intertwined fucking spider web of family.
And it's been a long time since I've known them.
Yeah.
I was the same age as him. Like, I know these people well, too. And I got to go, hey, I don't like you anymore. What you did.
Have you seen them since they
separately.
Split? Yeah.
Yeah.
You saw her separately, too. How did that go?
Because I saw those kids.
How did that go?
Oh, I just pretend nothing happened. Oh, hey, how you doing? Oh, yeah, for sure. And I just left.
We don't know you're fucking your uncle cousin.
Yeah, your uncle
cousin or whatever brother. Fuck you.
I don't know. I just kind of just try to like to not be mean. I'm just trying my best to not be mean. And just
listen,
be.
That's very nice. Yeah, that one is a wild one.
It's not even hot in here, and I'm sweaty.
Yeah,
just thinking about being in the situation. But yeah, that's new. That's what's been going on lately, and that has nothing to do with me, which is insane. The first thing ever that doesn't have anything.
I don't even know. Just I'm trying to put myself in your shoes. Like, I don't have any hindsight on that. I don't have any advice to give you on that. Obviously, is get the fuck out. But you can't. You're intertwined because you now have children in there, and that's your brother. This is not a, hey, you know what? You cheated. We're divorced. I'm going to go live my life over
wedding.
Here.
I'll see you later. Nothing. Every man, holiday.
Fuck you. Fuck you.
I'll see you at Christmas.
Fuck you. I'll see y'all at the Christmas.
Exactly,
come on,
dude.
We're out of here, motherfucker.
Four times a year, at least, they got to see each other.
All those baptisms and shit, man. Man, fuck y'all. See you at the baptism. We're
it's
out, man.
Insane.
That is sucks.
It sucks.
Every
a lot.
Holiday.
Oh, we've talked about this for hours before.
It's how?
Like, oh, man.
How?
Can't deal with
how
it.
How can you even get fucking pumped to go over there? You know what I mean? For a holiday.
Like, everything just tastes like shit.
Yeah.
Just staring at each other.
You know what you're going into.
Every time.
And you don't even have your brother to vent to be like, man, this sucks.
Can you believe what you're doing to me, man?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
God, I hate you and I
eat
love you at the same
food
time.
Over here. That's my chair, man. God damn.
For real. It's weird. You like the house I paid for you?
For you.
And the little brother doesn't have a job, which is the craziest part about all this.
Is he a single man? Does he have kids as well?
No. No kids.
He has no job. I mean, that's also, you're really talking about a type of person that sounds like they don't want to do anything.
It's and
like,
lives at home.
No job. I'll just fucking take my brother's wife.
And not even that. When they moved out, I've read they live next door to each other.
What do you mean?
Their parents live like not even half a block, not even one house, two houses over from where they decided to live with their children.
Where they fought it out.
And so where his little brother lives at home, they live next door to each other.
Wait, his little brother's 35 and lives at home?
He's 4 years younger than us, so 31.
Okay, 31, lives at home, two doors away from the house he now walks over to fuck his brother's wife. Get out of here, dude. That's crazy.
It's even worse.
And even if it falls apart, he's like, whatever, I'm just going to
go
two
home.
Houses down.
I'll hop one fence and he comes home.
Dude, that.
And that's all I have to really do.
That's a wild story right now.
There's layers.
It just keeps you're
going.
Right. As soon as you peel the onion, it's just more
time.
And more in there.
And you just have to stop listening at a point. Where you're like, you know
man.
What? How about this? Just leave. Pretend this didn't happen.
Are these the only two siblings from these parents?
Like, that was a lot. It's like at least it's okay because you have more help, I guess. But wow.
But is that family turned on the younger brother too?
At first, no.
At
and
first,
now they did.
No. Oh, they fight. What was
because
the
at first he was denying it. And he's like, look at the videotape of him with her. And they're like, oh, fight it out.
Everybody.
Like, but he still lives there. So it's so awkward. It is the brownest, most white trash shit I've ever seen in my life. Right, these are all the recipes of white
said,
trash,
dude, no doubt. This is trailer trash, white trash, inbred bullshit,
but with Mexicans.
Yep, 100%.
Wow, shocking. Huh?
That is a fucking wild story.
Yeah, it's over now.
It
so that's why I'm
head.
Like, you know, let's talk about it because this is too good. It's insane.
And those poor kids,
they're young enough to they don't have any, can't even really speak.
Are they okay?
Yeah, they can talk, but they can't really talk. So just like.
Well, if those motherfuckers aren't talking in a couple more years, I think we know we'd fuck them up.
Oh, I can imagine. They need to knock it off before they're like competent and go, I'm confused. Is this my, oh yeah, we talked about it too much.
But no.
I'm saying like it's a cousin, uncle,
I'm thinking
stepdad.
Like too, like ugh. If I'm the guy, your friend, who was cheated on, I mean, by his wife and his brother, I don't know. That I trust anyone again after that. I'm not coming to any family events and stuff. Like that's when you know, they're like, be the bigger person and take
no.
the. Listen, sometimes I don't want to take the motherfucking high road. I don't want to take it. Sometimes I want to take that low motherfucking road down here and just trudge along that way sometimes too. Like
I would be the, honestly,
you have every right to if that happens to you.
You need new tires. Not going to cut them. Just going to let the air out every day because you live next door to me. So a little bit every day.
Forgot about that.
I'm gonna fuck her makeup up. I'm going to do a bunch of stupid shit to her when she doesn't know it's me. Always take the batteries out of shit when I leave. Oh, I would be a menace to her, like a ghost. I'd be like a ghost terrorizing her and him every single day.
So where, how far away now does your friend live from that?
Oh, he's across town.
Okay. But does he still see the kids and stuff?
Yeah.
She's not doing it. So wait, when she's unavailable, Uncle fucking Roberto is watching the fucking kids. Is my brother's watching my kids? Right
I don't
now.
Know, man. I didn't even.
Man,
ask.
Fuck that! I would be so pissed.
Well,
if
even
I
if
had
he
my
lives
kids
in the house with
taken
the parents
away from me, though. No, what I'm saying is, a dad. If my kids are with their mom,
And she's at work,
and the dad and the dude has to watch my kids. The dude's your brother. The dude's your brother, and he's getting the quality time that you don't get. Man, fuck that. I'm getting
and you just do this
right
over
now.
This fence. Go, what are you guys doing?
Yeah.
I can hear it.
I can hear my kids, man.
Yeah, dude. Every day.
Jason. I can hear
them. For 3 days a week, I can hear them, but I can't see them.
Yeah. I don't get to play with them or hug them.
It's really terrible.
That is a fucking a spider web of shit right there.
It's just, I hope that's it. Cause I can't deal with it anymore.
That ain't gonna be it, dude. There's no way she's cheating on that younger brother too. I don't know with who.
You know what?
I don't know with who.
I don't doubt it. I do not doubt that at all.
And if it's in house, that's gonna be even crazier.
If it's in house,
the rest somebody else
are all married, so it's gonna get even crazier.
So far she's
if
only
it's in house. It's a new term, dude. I'm dating in the family only. This is the white trash. This is the basic formula
right.
of white trash.
Yeah.
This is how Jerry Springer got an idea. Like, you know what would be fun? This every day.
So the only marriage, and I don't mean to say that lightly, that she's ruined so far is just hers. The younger brother was not involved with anyone, or
no. No, we thought he was gay since we were growing up.
Oh no,
he probably got
mad about that.
We never said it to him. We were like, I made a bet with him. Like, your little brother's gay, dude. When I was like 18, I'm like, watch. By the time he's 18, he's gonna come. And
How wrong were you?
I remember making fun of it. Like, he's gay, dude. I know he is. Nothing's wrong with that, man. But I'm calling it. Like, I know it. My sister's gay. I have hella gay cousins. I could see it. He's starting young. I could see it on him. Turns out, no, not at all.
Not at all.
Not even a little bit. He's a schemer. A schemer more than anything.
So he gets his ass beat and then still goes back?
Yeah.
That's fucking just all kinds of disgraceful.
It's like the worst parts of every movie all the time.
Two lions go at it, and the loser's still going over, and the lady's taking him back. No female lion would ever take that. That's what
something's
you
on.
To.
There's drugs involved. Something's it has going to on. Be. Yeah. There's something where it's like, yo, I have blackmail on you. Remember that you like drugs, and I have drugs. Something's going on.
Now I'm wondering if both those kids are really his.
I know.
Because if it's one of them's his brother.
I know, because they would look alike.
It's in the bloodline. All that would test out, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I've thought about this. We talked about this a lot too. Like, yo, they look like you, but so does your brother.
Yeah. I'm getting tests everywhere,
dude. Yeah. It's really sad. Actually, we talked about it before. It's like, no, they both look identical to you, but I don't know.
What's the worst part
about it? He's just living his life, gonna keep working and doing his job and being a dad,
going day by day.
Just moving along, which is great. It was the best thing he could do.
I mean, it's kind of the only thing he could do.
I'd be
do.
In prison, I think.
I'm over here thinking I would not just be like, well, I'm going to get up and do it. No, hell no.
Nope.
I'm raining hell down on that.
What do they
fucking
call it
house.
When they drag people on the cars with the ropes?
Yeah.
Two ropes.
I'm going over to my mom and dad's and getting a meal. I'm going to go over. Go I'm going to whip some ass and I'm going to go back over and have another motherfucking meal.
Oh, yeah. No, I couldn't take that. There's a level of. I don't even know what to call that level. You know when they plead by guilty by insanity, or I think that qualifies.
That's, yeah.
Just snap. I do feel like
he's going to prison, but I feel like it would be a softer sentence if you're, it's your brother and your wife. Like, that's just betrayal on so many levels.
And your cousin.
Forget about that part. But that's when you're in court going, and your cousin. Like, thank you. And my cousin. Man.
All bad, dude. It's not fun. But yeah. I forget. Yeah, highlight the lowlights. There's no fucking highlights there at all. There's nothing. There's nothing good except it's over, and that's it, man. You can't even. You can't even joke about it. Like, there's no joke about it at all. We haven't said one joke except the obvious. There's nothing you can say that's good, dude. He hasn't had to pay, I guess, alimony, right?
Man, if he's got to give her money that his brother gets to have too. That's what that would make somebody kill somebody.
I'd understand that.
That is something that would make a human being snap. I'm not justifying it in any way, nor do I condone it in any way.
I get it.
I would. If that happened and all that, I would.
If this is a movie, everybody would be like, all right, yeah, we get why you did it.
Then you know who suffers again the most? The kids. Because now dad's in prison gone. And those two are dead.
And they got no uncle.
You don't have any uncles or cousins.
No.
Killed them all. Three people, the whole family. Every title in the family.
They're lucky they go to the same prison. Oh, wait, no, he'd be dead. Never mind. I just thought about it.
It's just dad in prison. He's killing those two. I worked at UPS. Shout out to UPS, Baltimore Hub, Primary One, Joe Avenue. I worked there.
I know you always say the address with it, too.
I worked there. And a guy, I don't remember the full story, but he worked as, he was hired by the state because he had served 18 years on a 20-year life sentence for and I can't remember which one. He came home and found his best friend and wife fucking in their bed in his home, and he shot them. He killed the guy. I think he tried to kill both. The guy died. The lady didn't. He went to prison for 20 years. And back then, temporary insanity and all that crime of passion didn't even exist.
Oh.
Yeah, it wasn't even a thing that they had brought yet. This is like from, I don't know, the 70s maybe. Or crime of passion crime is what passion, I think it was. And so he served 18 of the 20. And he got hired by the state it was a massive building. It was a hub, and it had a cafeteria with like 30 vending machines. But I mean, these vending machines were carousels with cake.
Cool shit.
And cheesesteaks and all. And his job was to stock all of it for the whole building all day and night. That was his job.
Fat. Jeez.
And he was, but that's what he did. And I would sit and talk to him all the time. Like, what happened? He's like, I came home, my best friend. So, I mean, you got to go do some time.
I like that you brought up UPS. By the way, I worked with the guy.
You gotta go do some shit. He did. He did that crime of passion shit. He did it.
Oh man! Every day in there, going, she didn't die. Just pissed in prison, knowing that she lived through it.
Or you're doing two sentences for each person instead of just the one.
Yeah, I guess. At least he got to shoot it.
He got 18 out of 20. He did. He got to shoot two people. He got to shoot.
Oh man! Then you're
his name was Pat.
Pat, what's his social security number? Jesus Christ. Pat, he's from Baltimore.
He was great, dude. He
works for the city.
This dude knew everybody's dirt and shit. He talked to you and be like, wow, that's crazy, man. Your fucking cousin, uncle, all that's going on. And then somebody walked by like, what's up, Larry? His wife's cheating on him right now. He knew everything.
What did he do in prison?
He ran numbers for us. He did all our fantasy football for us.
So he's doing the same shit?
He was doing the same shit off the books. But he was
just out of prison.
Yeah, just out of prison.
What a criminal motherfucker, dude. Just gossiping and gambling.
Gossiping and gambling and filling up the vending machines, bro. And he knew everybody's business. I'd play my numbers with him every night. I'd go get my football bets with him and shit. I'd do all that. And he was professional. He had little pieces of paper so he could circle them.
They're this big, huh? Oh, my stepdad used to write little.
Everybody played. All the time. This dude would do the lotto. Or lottery, the daily lottery. And he would use the numbers on the TV. But if you gave them the money, they would just cash you out at 100%, not take the cut the state does. You see what I'm saying? We're playing the same game. You're just giving me your money.
Have you ever had one of these guys not pay you?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. But I'll tell you why. The odds are in their favor every night. almost every night, no one's winning.
They're the casino.
Right.
Yeah.
Everyone in that building from the top supervisors down are playing that lottery number. And almost every night of the week, no one's winning. And then every now and then you'll win $2,500. That's nothing. They already made $40,000 off it. You know what I mean? Like, Jesus killing it. Christ. Coming in with football, everything, dude. We all played. And then he would leave around, I don't know, about 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock at night. And I'm in there till 2 or 3 in the morning. And it would just be a napkin right here at the edge of this table, just like this, right there. And it would just have the daily 3-digit and the daily 4. And you would just walk by at night, look at it, like, I fucking won. And then the next morning, you go see Pat, and he'd give you your money. And there was never a problem.
This sounds incredible. Mm-hmm. I would want to go to work.
He was fun to sit and talk to, dude.
How'd you kill him?
Tell me about all the old prison stories, Baltimore prison. That was it. And he was an older dude. This guy shuffled a little bit. You'd be like, he did not fucking kill one, almost two, dude.
Baltimore prison just sounds cold.
All prisons sound cold, man.
Nah, over here, we got some sun. I'm saying over there.
You mean temperature cold.
I'm just like, oh. It's even worse. Cold metal. You ever fucking smack your shit, dude, at the bus stop?
We used to go by because maximum security is right off 83, the Jones Falls Expressway. You can see it. And you can see their little slit window. And we all go by like, prisoners! Throwing Jolly Ranchers when you go by and shit. Yeah.
And their arms are hanging and shit.
Yelling at you and shit. Like, fuck you.
Here at Ritual, we know that a mother's support isn't limited to one day a year, and we believe that yours shouldn't be either. So this Mother's Day, we're honoring the world's biggest supporters with science-backed daily rituals that center you not just today, but every day. Whether you're thinking about motherhood, actively trying, or already there, we've got you covered for when it matters most. From fertility support and natal choline to our best-selling clinically-backed prenatal multivitamin, know that you're getting clean, traceable key ingredients in bioavailable forms. Because let's be honest, you don't have time for guesswork. Find your ritual. Go to ritual.com/podcast and for a limited time, get 40% off your first month. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Based on net sales from industry data, including Nielsen IQ, Stackline, and Numerator, as of Q4 2024 in top 5 products.
Okay, so I want to ask you, are you in touch with your biological father? Is he alive?
Yeah,
you
are. My dad?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So the stepdad was just someone your mom brought in, not because your dad wasn't around, just because they weren't together.
Oh, yeah, so my mom and dad broke up when I was like 4.
Little, right? Okay.
So my mom got with that, my stepdad when I was like 10, mm-hmm. 10 to like 16.
Okay.
10 to 15 maybe, or like 9 to 15. Mm-hmm. So yeah, no, my dad's always around. My dad is awesome, dude. My dad's super, imagine just me that just likes hard drugs. Nice guy.
Oh, he
super
likes
cool, hard, except he's yeah. mad offensive. So like I am nervous. I haven't had him on the show. Like I am nervous.
Oh, really?
He says some shit that- I apologize for him all the time. All the time. Like he says,
like in
shit.
Public? Have you ever had to do that in public? Like as a kid?
All stuff? The time.
Like what? Give me an example.
You remember the restaurant like, Chevy's?
Yeah, I do. I love Chevy's.
All right, so
they make their own.
Yeah, they make everything,
they
right?
Make their own tortillas.
We had one in my town when
got
I was a kid.
Machine. I love
yeah, the little
Chevy's,
press.
Dude. I love it.
So we're sitting there and our waitress, my dad was like in Mario Lopez's shape when he was young. He was like kind of
good looking dude.
Good looking,
stuff.
Like he was in shape. And then, you know, I get it. He's a younger guy. He doesn't have a girlfriend. You know, he drives a truck. He probably makes a lot of money. He's a diesel driver, mechanic. He's got two kids he doesn't have to take care of, basically. So he's like, I have money. I don't pay child support. Mm-hmm. He's a fucker. So we're at the restaurant, you know, with my Uncle Mario. They're both young. He's all working out. And our waitress comes up. She's a pretty white, like a young white blonde girl. I'm about 7. I'm like, no. What are you going to do? I know something's going to happen. I'm going to have to say sorry. Something. I know it. And, you know, we're ordering chips and salsa. I'm like, all right. My dad says something in Spanish to my uncle. I'm like, what the fuck are you say? Something slick. I know it is. Then she comes back. Can I get you anything to drink? And my dad's like, oh, yeah. How about a blowjob? I went.
You remember this.
And I know that's bad. I've heard it in movies before. I just know that's like, I know that's sex. I'm a kid. I'm like, that's sex. He's like, how about a blowjob? Looks right at her, right in her eyes. She goes, what? What? And he goes, a blowjob. And she goes, looks at us like, your kid, what? Not like she was like, ew. She was almost like,
your kids are here. I swear she
was
like
more of a like, she wasn't down. Like,
she wasn't super offended, right? You know what I mean? And my Uncle Mario's like laughing. You said it. Like, they're kids. My dad had me at 19. So he's a child, right? He's only 25 at this time. So still a grown-ass man. Enough to not know to say that. And she goes, what? And she says it like that. And he goes, the drink? Do you have it on the menu? She goes, oh, no, we don't have drinks like that. He goes, oh, I'm sorry. It's a drink I always get. No, I think just water. And he walks away and they start dying laughing. My sister's 2 years older than me. She's pissed. I could see that she's upset because, like, once again, I have to do this shit every time I'm in public. Even I got older because I have little brothers and my dad doesn't parent them. And they'd be, you know, those Mexican kids that are just loud and jumping on the table.
Yeah.
That's my brother.
I do know that.
All right.
Behind me is CPK on my neck and shit. Yeah, I know that.
But I can't do it. I was like 19. Just crawling
right there, huh? Right.
Oh, you guys good? Are you guys good?
You good?
Oh.
Got a crayon on my shirt.
But, you know, like, I'm the one embarrassed. Like, and I'm looking at my dad like, Dad, tell him something. Hey, get down. I have to apologize to tables constantly when he used to go out. Like, hey, I'm sorry. Sit down. And I'm just...
You're parenting.
Dad, pay attention. But he's like, oh, it's fine. They're kids. I'm like, nah, but tell them to shut up. Anyway, I got one for you real quick. I just went to the movies with my dad for the first time since Scary Movie 2.
What fucking year is that? Is that the 90s?
There's like 2003. Before 8th grade, maybe.
Okay.
That's the last time I went to the movies with my dad.
All right.
So I don't know him. I'm an adult now. I get it. I'm 35 now. I'm not a little boy. I get it. I might look like a kid, but I'm an adult. I went to the movies recently. My older sister, I know she just talks so loud at movies that it's embarrassing. You know, when he was like, yo, who is that? Yeah. That's my sister. I found out 2 years ago that's her. I didn't know that. So I'm like going to the
movie. But is she just having a regular conversation or is she yelling shit about
the
movie?
No, she's talking to us full volume though. Hey, you know what she was in? Like, are you stupid?
What she was in.
And she goes, it's the previews. Like, still.
Yeah, I know. People don't think you could just talk over that. Yeah.
So I went to the movies. I didn't know. I went to go watch a movie with my little brother, which is 11. My dad kept having kids. My sister, which is 17. My dad, he's 54. He's a grown man. And my sister, she's like 35. All grown except for this little boy. I'm sitting there. The movie starts and my fucking dad is worse than my sister times 100. I had no idea. He entered his old man stage. So every time a fucking word popped up, oh, 20 years ago. Dead silence. Full volume voice, right?
Full theater
full
and shit.
Full volume. No. I think 30 seconds in, he goes, are we the only ones in here? Full volume. Like, there's multiple people in front of us and everybody's looking back at us. And I'm just, and my dad's saying so much that my sister's shutting up because she's like, I can't contribute. She's like, I can't talk. He's too loud. My little brother's playing a video game on his phone, takes pictures with the fucking flash on. And I'm like, yo, what is happening over here? My little sister starts talking full volume and I'm just doing this, waiting for Craven to start. Just sitting there. Oh my God, dude. Every time, 620 BC, present day, my dad, full volume, asking, like letting us know it's present day. Like we can't read this shit. So anyway, yeah, my dad is doing better right now, but I did not know that we were that family. I had no idea, dude. It was so damn embarrassing. It was like watching the family that just litters. And then you find out like, oh, you guys litter. Now I look like I litter.
That's a good one. That's a good one if you're with litterers. Yeah, I didn't think of that.
I'm constantly looking at people when they look back. Oh man, it got bad. Anyway, that was off topic, but I just found out my dad is he's an old man full volume speaker, dude. Just found that out. But yeah, he says offensive stuff all the time.
Well, what made him get clean? Like, when did he finally get clean?
Okay, so growing up, like I said, my dad, he was ish there, right? Mm-hmm. So my dad was really cool. He's always super nice, always happy. He's the funny person. He's always making everybody laugh. But just because he's saying his thoughts out loud, not because he's trying to be funny. And you go, do you really think that? Fuck, that's hilarious. So it's like we're laughing at him, but with him too. And he was on drugs the whole time, like on crank my whole life, like when I was a kid. So I didn't really see him, but I always knew, like, if he's around, let's hang out, right? So I didn't know he was on drugs. I just knew that he did drugs. I didn't know how bad it was. But, you know, my dad works his ass off. But you know those tweakers that are fucking, but they're working constantly still? That's my dad with the fucking jaw. That's
what I know. Oh, really?
That's when I know he's tweaking. He's working on his truck for 2 days. Like, fuck that. He's on drugs, man. Like, I didn't know, like, he's been out there for 2 days. He hasn't came in. That's crazy. You know, working on the truck. Weird. But I didn't know. He's out all night doing crazy. I was a kid. Anyway, he got clean when I was like 14, right? So when I was 14, he moved to Portland, Oregon to work with my uncle and got completely clean.
On his own, or did he go to like a rehab?
No, we had to do an intervention.
You did?
Yeah, I remember when it happened. Dude.
I've been part of a couple of those. Man. How'd you get them?
Oh, dude. He walked in and went,
huh. Early morning, late at night. When'd you get them?
Afternoon.
Yeah?
And right when he got off of one of it, I got back from working on a
Who
truck.
Who was there? How many people?
Our whole family.
Really?
My grandma, my scary grandpa.
Were the cousins that were fucking, they all there? Were they there too?
Yeah, they were.
They were everybody.
I mean, my friend's always with me. So if I'm at my grandma's, my friends are there because there's nobody there.
So tell me.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. So I always had my friend there. She wasn't there, obviously, because I could bring my friend's little cousin. But my friend was
the ringleader of it. Who was like, all right, we need to do this?
Aunt Tanya that ended up cheating on my uncle and selling his entire business for his best friend. No. And then lost the whole business. No.
This is a goddamn scandalous family.
Yo, oh my God. My Uncle Jaime married this lady named Tanya. She's my Aunt Tanya. My Uncle Jaime, he cheated on her all the time. He's a bastard, right? Right? But one time she does it to him, she does it with his worker. That's his friend, because my uncle owned a business. So the one that my uncle's always like, he's my friend, but he's just kind of, he doesn't really want to work.
The one you don't suspect.
He doesn't really want to work. And then turns out she's like, we're getting divorced and he's moving in and you're going to pay. So you got to pay for the house for like 2 years.
Oh,
for my, and he quit and he had to give up the business to my aunt. So now his worker owns my uncle's business and runs it into the ground.
Oh God.
They ended up selling.
It was a
moving company. He had like four trucks. They sold all of them. She got hooked on drugs. He got her hooked on drugs. Lost the kid.
Here at Ritual, we know that a mother's support isn't limited to one day a year. And we believe that yours shouldn't be either. So this Mother's Day, we're honoring the world's biggest supporters with science-backed daily rituals that center you not just today, but every day. Whether you're thinking about motherhood, actively trying, or already there, we've got you covered for when it matters most. From fertility support and natal choline to our best-selling clinically backed prenatal multivitamin, know that you're getting clean, traceable key ingredients in bioavailable forms. Because let's be honest, you don't have time for guesswork. Find your ritual. Go to ritual.com/podcast and for a limited time, get 40% off your first month. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Based on net sales from industry data, including Nielsen IQ, Stackline, and Numerator as of Q4 2024 in top 5 products.
It's all everything. And my uncle's sitting there just like this. Well, I guess I have to start over.
Holy
it's sad, dude. But it's also like, you were a bastard too.
This is the lady that set up the intervention.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. 4 years later, she's hooked on the same drug that she's crazy,
that's
right?
What I'm saying, yeah.
So yeah, she set up the intervention and then she's
is there a
person.
Counselor there for it too?
It's her.
Huh?
It's her. No. My aunt. There's no counselor. You know how Mexican fools don't go to the doctors and just diagnose themselves? Same shit. We got the whitest person in the family, my Aunt Tanya, and she's a white lady, and she set it up, and my grandma sat there and spoke in broken-ass English to my dad, even though she could just speak Spanish. I don't know why she did the English shit. It was weird. And then I had to, like, stand up and say something. Mm-hmm. But I said the same thing I said at my dad's AA meeting when he graduated. I'm like, Dad, I really want you to be better. You know, I just did the whole thing. I'm like, dude, I don't know you're on drugs. I just know you don't fucking come around. He doesn't look like he's twack. I said, he's a little fucking, but he's always like doing something. And we had a whole intervention. He's like, all right, I'll move. And then he moved and just became an alcoholic, stopped doing drugs, and just started drinking in replace of it. And my dad, I watched my dad chug a fifth before.
It was, all right, I'll move. It was, I'll get clean, but I'll get clean, but I'm going to drink.
Drink instead. Yeah. So it didn't happen for like 4 months. He was just good and clean. And then the way I smoke weed, I describe, like, I smoke great, is the way he fucking drinks, man. My dad's a monster. But yeah, I watched him put like a straw in the fifth, like a plastic straw, so he could chug it. And I watched him chug a whole Jack Daniels, like the fifth. And that's when I was like, damn, there's something's wrong with this guy. I watched him look at me, get off, start talking shit to me, and then went and flopped on the bed.
Yeah. Face down.
Like 4 or 5 minutes after he I watched him chug. He's like, watch this. Like he's 15. He's like, check this shit out. I'm like, dad, what the fuck, man? I was like 16 at the time. It was weird watching my dad. Like, I always had to coach him. Like, hey, man, don't drive right now. Come on, give me your keys. I'm like, 11. I'm like, come on, man. Like, I just talked to him as my older brother because he does the dumbest shit, dude. But he got clean when I was, what, 17 or 19? And he's been clean for like 17 years.
Oh, yeah? Even drinking and everything?
Not a drop, nothing. And then fucking, well, a year and a half ago, like I was telling you, like I have my little brothers and sisters now. They're in high school. My little brother's 11. So my little brother calls me like, dad's acting weird. I'm like, fuck, what kind of weird? And he said one thing. I'm like, oh, no. So, because I used to have to stop my dad from going to the store, take him to the store, or I'm fucking against him. And like, you don't want me to be happy. I'm like, oh my God, I'll take you to the store. Like, God, I just don't want him to drive because he will drive and crash. He's done it many times. So I'm like, what do you mean he's acting? He's like, he's being mean. I'm like, what'd you do? He goes, nothing. I'm like, oh no. He's like, he's in the garage. I'm like, oh my God.
He's working on a car for 2 days.
Yep. I'm like, he's in the garage. Like, nope, that's not good. But I'm an adult now. So my dad talks to me like he's my friend now. Like, after I've grown up, he's like, he's been sober. So we talk. He's like my dad.
How many years again?
Like 17 years old. Oh, wow. Man. Okay. 16. And then I'm talking to my sister, which is just about to graduate high school. And mind you, ready? Tony Hawk is coming and Jason Ellis. So I'm like, I'm excited. They're coming in like 3 hours. I'm at the warehouse. Like, oh my God, I get my shit prepped up, get stoked. And I get the call. I'm like, oh, no fucking way. So like when Tony Hawk's here, I'm texting them doing it. I'm like, damn, I drove straight to my fucking, back to Merced. So I had to deal with this guy lost in the city like a baby and shit. I'm like, they don't know what to do. They've never experienced my dad drunk because they're only 16, 17. They never seen this. So I'm like, damn, I got to deal with it. So the whole time during that episode, I'm like, fuck, I got to deal with this motherfucker again. I thought we were done.
And was it just alcohol though?
Well, when I went to find him, I couldn't find him. So I'm like, oh, he's not at his spots. Then I don't know where the hell he's at. Cause my dad's a tweaker. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, he's a drug addict, dude. And, but he's also a functioning one. So he has a diesel. He has a business. He works for 8 days straight and then comes home and crashes cause he's on drugs. So I'm like, all right, this is different. You know, he's an adult now. Before, he was a little boy basically doing that shit. So like, I'm dealing with this. I drive there. I'm trying to find him in my town. I finally find his ass. And my uncle's like, he's got his gun. I'm like, oh God, is this how I go out? Like Marvin Gaye or some shit?
Do I go out like Marvin Gaye?
I swear, dude. I'm like, I'm going to go up there. He's going to pop me by accident.
Poor bastard. Marvin Gaye's dad took him out.
That's why, no lie, I was nervous to walk to his truck.
When he finally stood up for his mom after his dad, and then his dad killed him.
And no lie, my dad's great, but I'm like, if he's blackout drunk.
Does he even know what he's doing?
Does he even know what's happening?
Right, yeah.
I'm like, I'm going to wait. So I was like, I'll wait till the morning. I waited till the morning, went and tried to talk to him. And anyway, I'm on the phone with him because I can't find him. After I talked to him, like trying to, I've heard of him. He hates driving. He's been driving since he was 14 by himself on the road. He's like, what, 54? 40 years he's been driving, doing diesel. Like he's on drugs, had kids young. He can't do nothing. Like I'm trying to explain. I'm like, dude, you've never had fun. Have you ever been on vacation? No. Like, all right, then. Have you ever not worried about everybody else? No. I'm like, and this is my dad, shitty drunk. So I'm like trying to be positive and agree with him so he doesn't freak out on me and start taking off and giving some. And then I'm like, you know, it's just along because like, it's a long story because there's people in my dad's life that I remember that I hate. Like his friends, if I see their faces, I feel like a kid again. Like, I fucking hate you. Because I know you smoke meth with my dad. Mm-hmm. And I know you're the motherfucker that gets it for him. And I know I delivered a pizza to one of his old tweaker friends one time, and I remember he saw me, and I saw, and he just put his head down. He took the money out because I'm like, I'm big enough to fuck you up now.
Oh, like he wasn't with your dad. It was just like a coincidence.
Oh, you're the guy I told to stay away from my dad. And now that I'm older, I can beat the shit out. Because I was a little boy, like, can you please stop hanging out with my dad?
Right.
You know, I beg these guys, like, please stop doing drugs with my dad. He doesn't come around. And, you know, like, go to their houses and try to find my dad at tweaker spots. Like, it's annoying, dude. It's more annoying than it sucks. I'm like, motherfucker, I got shit to do. Like, I got to deal with you. And be sad about
it. And tweakers are probably, I'm thinking about it too, just like.
It's functioning.
They're active. You know what I mean? Oh, not like a heroin addict where they're on the bed or in a chair. Yeah.
If I can know where he's at.
Tweakers are out there, man.
So happy, dude. My dad will start sprinting. He'll just start running away.
Yeah, they're active. Yeah.
He'll just start running down the block. And I'm like, Dad, you're going to get arrested, dude. Stop running, screaming. Like, it's at a point where it's just dumb. Anyway, I'm talking to him on the phone like the day later. He's like, talking about how much he's drinking. I'm like, all right, yeah, that's cool, man. It's all right. He's like, I've been smoking. I'm like, what? He goes, I've been drinking a lot. I'm like, oh, no. As soon as he said, I'm like, ah, this fool's on drugs again. Because then he disappeared for like 4 days. But like my little brothers and sisters don't know what this is like. He's showing up to meetings. He takes them to baseball games. He's like a dad, right? So now they're like, yo, dad's yelling at me. And he's in the garage and he's been gone for 4 days now. So they're freaking, they don't know what to do. So I'm trying to like do things in life and run these businesses and like text my sister. So this is what you're going to do. You're going to take the keys. You're going to hide the fucking keys. I know it's where your spare's at. It's where you're going to go hide it. Because he will crash his truck. He will wreck his truck. He will, he'll fucking hit a tree. My dad, he's just, once he's drunk, it's it. You can't even talk to him. He's like, he's another person. He's not even fun no more. Oh God. Ugh. Anyway. Yeah, that lasted for like a year and a half, man. It just died down like 2 months, 3 months ago.
He's clean again?
Yeah, thank God, dude. Like,
and what made him stop that? I feel like this age, it's dude, health.
I told him, dude, no. Drug addicts don't die from drugs. They have everlasting life. Once they stop doing drugs is when they die.
You know, that's a great point, actually.
It like hardens their
If you've
insides,
been on them for that long, you got to keep on going. Mm-hmm. Maintain.
It's a fact, man. But I kept telling him, like, you're getting old, dude. He has a stomach bypass surgery because he's not even fat, but he thought he was fat. And I'm like, you're drinking and chugging beers and doing drugs. Like, you're going to die. And I told him, I got married last year. And I asked him, like, you cannot come if you're fucked up. Like, do not show up if you're fucked up.
Did he come?
My dad showed up sober, didn't drink a drop.
All right.
All right, man. He came. He had his little camcorder, like an old man. A little old Asian guy.
He had it.
It's the same one my little brother had because he bought a vintage one because he thought it looked cool. My dad brought the same fucking camera. So I was there. I'm like, damn, my dad's my dad. All right. This is insane to me, right? Because me and Marty did TED Talk and that fool didn't show up because he was fucked up and crashed his car.
Crashed it?
And then called me in the morning like, hey, what are you doing today? I'm like, nothing important. Like he was like, I'm not gonna. He was trying to be like, I can't make it. But he was all fucked up. I'm like, no, nothing, do nothing crazy. Nothing today. I'm like, not a thing. And I was like, all right, I'll talk to you later. I'm like, you motherfucker. I knew it. And I told Marty, I was like, I felt like I was at football games again. Like, oh, my dad, yeah, he's gonna be here.
He's gonna be here. He's coming.
So I was at TED Talk. I lied to like three fans. Like, where's your dad? I'm like, I think he's coming right now. Yes. At TED Talk. I'm all like professional, like, he's gonna be here. I think he's. I just saw him because the fans are like, yo, I heard your dad's coming.
It reminds me,
God,
it's the greatest fucking thing in Talladega Nights. You seen Talladega Night?
That's it.
And his dad finally comes to the fucking championship race.
Scout.
And the guy at the window goes, and they play that heartfelt guitar. He's like, sir, I've been waiting a long time to give you these. And he slides them out and he hits them and he slaps them on his hand. And he goes, two tickets.
Who needs all of
them? Sold them instantly, incredible, bro. And then he watches from outside the fence just acting.
Drinking the beers he bought with the money. Yeah, see, my dad's not a degenerate, but that's the vibe I get,
yeah,
dude.
The best ever.
And sometimes I'm like, I'm too old to be lying for you, man. Come on. But since he's been good.
I'm glad.
I don't know, man. At this point, I already told
him. Look, you're only 35, dude.
I'm trying, dude.
You got a long way to go ahead of you, brother. And you lived a wild one so far. Thank you. Thank you for coming on here and doing this and talking to us and sharing this story.
I'm all pissed off, dude.
Promote whatever you'd like one more time, please.
Drug-free lifestyles.
Monogamy. Don't be a bitch. Yeah, don't be a cheating bitch. Also, yeah, check out the podcast, Dope's Usual Podcast, on every platform. Yeah, we drop Tuesdays at 12:30. Push Trees and Zoomies, dopeshop.com. Oh, my paper company's finally launching.
Yeah? You're doing a lot, excited, brother. Good, dude, for you. That Zoomies is a big deal, dude.
Dude, they're cool, man.
I see them everywhere, awesome, I go.
It turned out it was a fan that watches my content, got the second buyer of America, and he's like, the first thing I wanted to do was get you on. I'm like, no way.
That's awesome.
All from like the weed videos. Like, he's like, I'm a fan and I like your company.
Congrats.
Yeah, man. So that's all I'm doing right now. I'm just working, dude.
All right. Yeah. Ryan Sickler, as always, on all your social media, ryansickler.com. We'll talk to y'all next week.
Later.